An international team of scientists at a U.S. university is investigating whether cooking cancerous tumors using tiny nanoparticles in a magnetic field might be an effective and useful treatment. Their preliminary findings suggest they might be on the right path. Using heat to kill living cells isn't new. The challenge in using the idea medically is to kill off the cancer cells while avoiding damage to nearby healthy tissue. Professor Ishwar Puri of Virginia Tech uses this kitchen analogy.
So as everyone who tries to heat up water in a pot knows, that when you heat up the pot, you also heat up the water. So if you heat one tissue, the challenge is then that you will then heat up the surrounding tissue as well, and there are ways to overcome this challenge.
In search of those ways, other researchers have tried using probes inserted into the tumor or using microwaves, like a microwave oven. But Puri says those approaches aren't selective enough.
The way we approach it is that we load up diseased tissue with magnetic nanoparticles.
There are ways to get these minute particles into the tumor, but not into the surrounding tissue. This creates two zones.
One, which will respond to a magnetic field, and another, which will not. There is a law of physics, which says that if you put a certain kind of magnetic field onto magnetic nanoparticles, you will heat them up. So when you have these two zones, you can now heat one zone without heating up the other.
In theory, then, the heat generated by the nanoparticles kills the cancer cells while not affecting nearby healthy tissue. In a presentation at the American Physical Society meeting near Los Angeles, and in two recent journal articles, Puri's team describes the mathematical and experimental efforts they're making to determine the best materials to use for the nanoparticles and identify exactly how small they should be, probably around 10 nanometers or 10 billionths of a meter. Puri's team includes researchers in India and a graduate student from Thailand. If successful, Puri says the treatment would be most appropriate for certain types of accessible tumors, such as brain, breast, and prostate cancer. He adds that it may still be 7 to 10 years before this kind of heat treatment is approved as a mainstream cancer therapy, which would follow successful animal and human testing. And he says it would likely be used by doctors alongside existing treatments, including surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And that's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.